Are these golfers doing this?
They are, yes. Yes, they. What it is where my property is. We're situated on the 14th tee, and there's a bit of bushland between us between us and the tee there. But unfortunately, we can see them, and they don't necessarily look up and see my back deck and us sitting there and enjoying the golf views, as that's what was sold to us and looking at. It's a lovely view until people drop their pants and decide that they need to relieve themselves.
So are they busting to go to the loo, or is there something else going on there?
Well, it's curious. There is a theory that I have that I don't know whether I should share in public. I will get to it in a second because it sounds really cool. But the Brookwater Golf Club, when you ring the clubhouse, they tell you that there is a public toilet at the 13th tee. So somewhere between playing on the par 5 13th and coming to the 14th, they obviously really need to let go. Their bladder is so full from playing, five scores of golf. I actually don't know what that's called. Five hits of the golf ball down the 13th, and it just really works them up, I guess.
So who should do something about this? Is it the golf club's responsibility, do you think?
Well, it's interesting because if you ask a lot of the first residents of Brookwater, it's a private and exclusive club. Therefore, it should be the golf club's responsibility. But in fact, it actually is a public golf course. So it's public property, but it's on private land. It's a curious one. It really should come down to there is supposed to be a course marshal that drives around in his little buggy and polices all these little minor infractions. But at the end of the day, it's public nudity and it's defecating in public, which are criminal offences.
So what response have you had from Brookwater Golf Club so far? Has there been any at all?
Yeah, well, we the first couple of times we rang the clubhouse, and the response was a mixture of laughter, followed by we'll get onto that.
So, have you tried anything else to stop it, or is that all you've been able to do so far?
Look, that's all we've been really able to do. I will put a caveat on it and say that it doesn't happen every day, and there are. There's a Brookwater Residents Facebook group, and when I posted this the other day, I was slammed down by many of the residents saying, well, that's what you get for living on the golf course, and, you know, maybe you should just not be out on your back deck and enjoying the view. Defeats the purpose, anyway. The other comment in that group too was that there are only a few bad eggs. The rest of us all play golf professionally, and you know we respect everything that we do, and we know that we're in amongst the community. So there really, I guess, there isn't too much to do. At the end of the day, it is just relieving themselves. At least it's not. At least they're not actually doing a number two, as it were. To just get that sort of response, and then also to get the golfers responding with gesticulating middle fingers and other such strange looks, and then you'll get those that as they continue to play the 14th, they'll be very loud in profanity and how dare you telling us off, and you know we're here playing golf. So yeah, it's an interesting one.
So you said that you got in touch with the Brookwater Golf Club. You talked to them and they said that they would get onto it. Have you seen any evidence of that?
No.
None whatsoever?
No. Oh. The course marshal is a mythical figure that I think is used to scare the good people straight and keep them honest. And I think others just sort of flout the rules and that sort of stuff. Interestingly, the other day, there was actually a drinks cart driving around, and I believe it's a Brookwater clubhouse buggy and employee. Drives around and, you know, sells snacks and drinks and that sort of stuff. And she was there and witnessed the same thing at the same time and assured us that, you know, something was going to happen, but nothing did come of it. The clubhouse know who we are, given that we have complained previously. But again, I'm not too sure whether whether it does need to go too much further than a bit of social media bashing, and maybe those people are on the group, maybe they're residents and they know they've been caught and they won't do it again. Because, as I say, it doesn't happen every day.
Well, thank you for sharing your story with us, and best of luck for the future of that golf club.
Thank you very much.
That was Matt Miller. He lives in Brookwater Golf Course at Springfield, and he says he's just had to deal with golfers relieving themselves outside of his house for 18 months. Brookwater Golf Club has declined the opportunity to respond, saying that they don't want to add more to the theatre of bad behaviour. The spokesperson says, for the record, there are cameras and anyone caught with their pants down can expect to have their details handed to the police.